Eyes on the Game hits the air with the biggest guests. MMA and boxing news, interviews from the red carpet, and exclusive stories from the hottest insider in sports. Vegas-born Helen Yee. Follow her on social media at Helen Yee Sports. This is Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee on Sports 920 The Game.
What's going on, everyone? Happy Tuesday. A very busy Tuesday. I actually flew back to Vegas this morning. I was up at like 4, flew back in at 7. Had a nice 3-hour nap on the plane. Middle seat. Love that. Jared made a face like he loves the middle seats as well. When you travel?
I'm a window guy.
Oh, you're not the aisle people?
I don't know. I normally get asked to move to something where I have to help some people if there's an emergency exit.
Really? They move you there, or you choose those seats because of the leg room?
They ask, and if no one else volunteers, I go, I'll do it.
Well, it's a compliment. It means you look responsible, right?
Yeah, I mean, it also could just be that they ask, can you lift 50 pounds over your head? And I'm like, yeah, that's not that hard. So,
well, good for you, because I don't think I can lift 50 pounds over my head.
I think it's sort of an under, I think people underestimate themselves as far as what they actually can do if they get asked to do it. Plus the whole concept is, we just crash landed or something, so I assume the adrenaline at least would get you where you're like, all right, cool.
I mean, hoping that we would never have to use those emergency seats, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're technically more likely to die in an automobile accident than, yeah, I don't know why I'm going here. All right, negativity. Let's quit Jared from talking. I've already...
No, it's okay. Well, one thing I do want to talk about, because I was in Houston, Texas, and this is a fight week. UFC 235, it goes down this week. Media Day starts tomorrow. I will be talking more about that later on in the show. But in Houston, aside from trying some good barbecue, which I do want to talk about in a moment, because, you know, I have to. If I don't include food during my show, I mean, it just doesn't feel complete. You know, food and sports kind of go hand in hand, right? Like peanut butter and jelly. But so I went to Houston, and I got to hold the Houston Astros World Series ring, like the real one.
Yeah?
It was heavy.
Well, it'd have to be, didn't it?
I was like, wow, like this is like 3 pounds on my ring finger.
One of the... John Lynch, the former defensive back who won a Super Bowl, he would never wear his ring. And then one time he was on Fox Sports and they were like, didn't you win a Super Bowl? And he was like, yeah, but that ring's really heavy, so I don't want to wear.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
It's not
beautiful.
Comfortable to wear.
It like, what's that called? Where, where it's so heavy, the top goes to the bottom?
It's top heavy. I mean, I think that's the... I think that's the phrase. Like, it's top heavy, so it rolls down to the bottom. It goes to the palm side.
Yeah. So it was a beautiful ring, though. I did post it on my Twitter at Helen Yee Sports. Very sparkly. You know, definitely gave me some ideas for in the future if I ever want to wear a very nice ring, right? I'm like, oh, you kind of want
to go with the World Series ring?
No, I mean, it's just, you know, it's some inspiration behind it, right? So with that being said, so I went to Houston. I got to hold a World Series ring, which is pretty awesome. And I do think, like, some people in this building are big Houston Astros fans, right?
Yes, I can think of three off the top of my head.
Let me see if I can guess correctly. Mark, and Jeremy?
Oh, I don't know if Jeremy is.
Isn't Jeremy from Texas? So Jeremy's, he's the director of digital media content, sports media.
The thing, though, I think I'm thinking of Larry.
Larry's from Houston?
No, he's not. No, it's Tyler Bischoff.
Tyler's from Houston?
No, he's not from Houston. He's just an Astros fan. He's an Astros, Pacers, and Green Bay fan.
Wait, how do you get all three?
You live in Mississippi.
I live in Vegas, and I don't go from, like, Texas to Wisconsin.
I have no idea why he's not, he's not a Atlanta Braves, Miami Dolphins, and, Miami Heat fan, but apparently those are his three teams, and it's very strange. But then again, I was born in Tennessee, and I'm a Chiefs and Cubs fan, so figure that one out.
True. I mean, but I guess if you have some logical explanation, right, it could work.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, so like I said, Houston, I did eat some good barbecue and Tex-Mex, which was they had really good fajitas. Pecan pie, holy crap. It was so good over there.
Really? All right.
Yeah, it was. You know, some pies. Are you a big pie person?
Yes.
What's your favorite type of pie?
Probably French silk.
What?
French silk.
What the heck is a French silk pie?
Yes.
What is that?
It's a chocolate and cream pie that...
I have to Google French silk. I've never heard that in my life.
It literally has raw eggs in it, but it's delicious.
French silk pie. Okay, let me... Oh, that pie is called French silk? I thought that was like a Boston cream.
Well, no, that's a different. It depends. The French version is not made with like a pudding base. So that's why there's a differentiation. Like a chocolate pie is typically made with like a pudding type base, where that's made with raw eggs, heavy whipping cream and melted chocolate, and you sort of like whip it into like a sponge. It's delicious and very difficult to make at home, as I've learned multiple times.
Oh, you've tried? You're yeah. a baker.
Yes, but I'm not.
Jared the baker. This is so neat.
I have been told that I miss my calling as a 1950s housewife because I like cooking and cleaning.
Hey, that nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's a great cook.
It's
much better cook than I am. I mean, I hate to admit that, but it's true.
Well,
actually, I'm proud. Cause,
yeah, I mean, like, it worked out for you.
But I love to clean, so, you know, we split. Go. And I'm a good sous chef, I think.
That's my biggest, I'm the Gordon Ramsay of the kitchen. I'm like, no, I needed that stirred now. Ah! Like, I get way too into it.
Really?
I'm way too into it. Yeah. Like
we need to do a cooking segment at Jared's kitchen. Or Jared, bring your kitchen here. Don't we have a First Friday coming up?
Yes, I think
first
we do.
First Friday lunch, is that the
I can't imagine.
Is it a potluck or something, or can we bring a kitchen in here? You know, those kitchens you can roll in. And
I will say I love the fact that we do have a oven and stove in our break room that literally have signs on them that say do not use. So we have a full oven, and it says, do not use this oven. So I'm very confused as to why we have an oven. But, yeah.
Interesting. Well, have you ever tried cooking apple pie?
Yes.
Because during Thanksgiving, so pumpkin pie, I know how to make. Apple pie, I messed that up so bad. My mom was like, girl, this is gross. Take this away from me. But I tried. It was just the crust was really hard to make. And then the apples, I don't want to talk about it. But apple pies are hard. But my goal for this holiday season, which is still far away, but hoping to get that down. But yeah, a lot of pie talking, barbecue talking, because I did eat a lot of food. But I was also there for Derek Lewis. So he's the number 3 ranked UFC heavyweight. He is fighting former UFC heavyweight champion Junior Dos Santos March 9th in Wichita.
Yep.
Sounds like a nice destination, right, to go to? A nice vacation spot?
I mean, it's no Lawrence, but it's all right.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah. I lived in Kansas City. So
you did?
Yeah. So literally...
No way.
parts of Kansas, like Lawrence, Wichita, and there was like one other is where like all the bands I used to want to go see would tour because they couldn't find spots in Kansas City.
Wow. That's interesting. I had no clue. Wichita, like, what's the staple there?
Well, I mean, it's Kansas, so it's like mostly
the Royals.
Well, no, it's, I mean, I it's been a while. So you've got K-State versus KU. So you have the Jayhawks and the not Jayhawks. What are the Kansas State? Are they the Cougars? It's been a while. Anyway, it's a lot of bars. Like, it's bar food.
Okay.
So it's mostly deep fried stuff. And every once in a while, you need to hit Kansas City if you really want to get into the barbecue area.
Kansas City barbecue.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, when you hear of Texas, you hear good barbecue there. I didn't know that.
Basically, Kansas City was where the stockyards were. So in the 1800s, whenever they'd push cattle from Texas up to, they'd put them on a cattle drive. Kansas City was where, like, the trains were that would either take them out west or take them back out east. That's why there's a strip of meat called the Kansas City Strip.
I'm definitely history.
No. Well, no, it's just worthless information that I've acquired over many years of not retaining anything useful.
No, this is awesome. I believe in learning something new every day, and I think I learned the things I needed to learn that I obviously didn't know within those 3 minutes of you telling me that. So thank you for my daily lessons. And then also, so later on in the show, I will play my interview with Derek Lewis. Shout out to Coach Bob Perez down there, co-owner of Main Street Boxing and Muay Thai. I've had him on in the show as well. I will be having his interview up. And I also did get an interview with Houston Texans DJ Reader, who tells me a pretty funny story about J.J. Watt, though.
Well, you'd have to have, you'd have to tell a funny story about J.J. Watt. He's so corny. Like, like he's such a cornball.
I mean, but when I think of J.J. Watt, aside from his skills, I think more of his charity work.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, but I don't really think of cornball, you know.
Oh, see, I think of him as like, oh, come on, guys. It's 6:40 a.m. We got to get up and start grinding. And it's like, yeah, dude, we're all here, too. Why are you... cool
like
your jets.
Chill, right?
Yeah. We get it. You're great. Stop being so happy about it.
Yeah, so later on, if we have time today, I will also play that interview with DJ Reader. If not, I'll play it Friday or Tuesday. And everything will be on lvsportsnetwork.com. When we get back from the break, I do want to talk some Golden Knights, some highlights, right? We kind of got a new player. Had to say goodbye to did you read that tweet that the Golden Knights said?
We'll cover it on the way back.
Yes, all that and so much more. You can always tweet me on Instagram, or not tweet Instagram, but Twitter, at Helen Yee Sports, and we'll be back with a lot more. Stay tuned.
The biggest guests and the best foodie joints. The best foodie joints. It's Eyes on the Game.
It's Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee.
With Helen Yee on Sports 920 The Game.
What's going on? Welcome back. It's a nice Tuesday. I'm glad I came back when it was sunny.
Yeah, you hit the jackpot as far as like missing the weird coat weather. Like the I'm wearing a coat and a hoodie weather.
Yeah, and it's like, do I take off the coat and leave, you know, a long sleeve? Or because when I went to the airport, it was all, it was just all long sleeve, jacket, coat. And then, you know, through that security checkpoint, man, that stuff, it looks like you have a story about that.
No, not really. It's just more or less that it's. It's just my beliefs that it's like, okay, we got it. There's got to be a faster way to do this than.
Yeah, and why is it where they always just have you remove the laptop?
Oh, well, that's because they're. It's an electronic device.
But it's only that. It's like I can have my cameras and video cameras, but they just say the laptop has to be in a separate bin. And they almost lost my tripod today, so that's why I was running around. Yeah, my tripod. I had to go back to the airport to get my tripod.
That's weird. Yeah.
Weird, right?
See, and I would almost, and I don't know if you've already checked in on this, but have you thought about doing anything where you like ship? You ship
yeah,
the...
Yeah, but I'm the type where I get so paranoid. I probably get separation anxiety from like me and my camera
you
stuff.
You only trust yourself. I gotcha.
Yes, that's why typically I prefer driving, but I didn't really think driving to Houston would... It didn't sound that fun.
Like, I love road trips, and yeah, no, driving through Texas is not ever something...
And driving in Texas alone, like, from where we stayed to downtown Texas, where, you know, we were getting food and stuff like that, that was a long drive.
Yeah. Well, they have
it's spread out.
They've got a huge amount of land, and so... Why not use it all? And you're like, because I want to go somewhere quickly.
And their gas is really cheap.
Well, that's its own political thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I don't want to talk politics. But I do want to talk some Golden Knights. Like I said right before the break, we were talking about their tweets. So I'm sure you do know. And if you haven't, you can always tune in to the VGK Insider Show with Frank Harnish, Ryan the hockey guy, Chris Chapman. Does he go by Magnum on the show?
Oh, I normally just...
Chris?
Yeah, well, I...
Magnum?
Yeah, one of the two. I call him Chapman, but that's...
Oh, Chapman. Okay, that's just so I can, one of the three.
I really like that commercial on our airwaves, so I sing his name to him. But I'm also annoying, so...
You're not annoying, but the VGK Insider Show, they do a great job covering everything. I get all the online video digital content, but they get everything. And just want to give a quick shout out to the guys over there who continue to do such a great job. So, yeah, if you haven't heard yet, I'm sure it's been the talk of the town. Welcome to Las Vegas, Mark Stone. But we did have to say goodbye to, do you want to say it?
Oscar Lindbergh?
Yes.
Yeah.
And did you read that tweet, though? The quote-unquote tweet that didn't age well? I'm trying to find it right now. I do know what it said, but I don't know if they removed it. No, they didn't. So on February 24th, you know, that was the Academy Awards, the Oscars. I didn't watch it, but did you?
No, I don't watch the Oscars.
Yeah, me neither. Well, I used to, but not anymore.
Yeah.
So the Golden Knights tweeted all these Oscars, like hashtag Oscars, being given out tonight, but we've already got ours with the upside down smiley face and a trophy and a big picture of, let me show you, Oscar Lindbergh. And then the next day he's traded. And I heard... it was William Karlsson that broke the news to him after practice.
Yeah, which is sort of, I mean, good on William Karlsson for being like, because I guess he saw it on TV and then he went to go tell him while he was still on the ice. But it's also like, I don't want to be told by like my coworker.
True.
Like, I want to be told by my like, I want to be sat down somewhere and told like by my boss, like, hey, you've been traded. Here's the name of the people that you're going to need to call. I sent something over to your agent. We should be good. Like, you know, like I want to be talked to not by a player. I want to be talked to by someone who knows, like, who can answer any of my questions.
Yes.
Like, it's very strange, but I mean, it's a Band-Aid. So maybe he did feel better finding out from Karlsson. Who knows?
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with Mark Stone, he is from the Ottawa Senators. So they had him in exchange for Oscar Lindbergh. The Golden Knights prospect Eric Brandstrom, as well as a 2020 second round draft pick, which originally was Dallas's. And so yesterday McPhee had the presser, but like I said, the guys over on Fox Sports Radio 98.9 1340 AM, they do a great job on the VGK Insider Show. So I'm sure they have audios and interviews from McPhee. But Mark Stone, if you're not familiar, he's just 26 years old. It's crazy to think that so many of these athletes now are younger than me. It's kind of a weird feeling, right? I mean, you're around my age. I know you're older than me, yeah. But it's just still kind of weird thinking like, oh, I'm not like that young, you know, like.
Well, that's why I think we're both happy Tom Brady's still playing.
You're
he's
right.
Like 42.
That is true.
Like, all right.
The
cool.
minute Tom Brady's gone, I'm like, oh my gosh, has it really like what happened to time? Do I have gray hairs now? What's going on? So Mark Stone, he's a veteran of 366 NHL games, all with the Senators, has 123 goals, 188 assists for 311 points in his pro career so far in the NHL, of course. He also had 27 playoff games for Ottawa, and in those games he's scored 5 goals, 8 assists. And this season so far, he does currently have a career high of 28 goals and 34 assists, which totals to 62 points in the 59 games that he's played. He's a native of Winnipeg and spent the last 2 seasons as alternate captain for the Senators. He was selected by Ottawa in the 6th round in the 2010 NHL entry draft, and from what I've heard, he's pretty excited now to be part of the Golden Knights.
Yeah, he is. I heard some audio on the, I believe it was the Mac Attack, that was gathered by a couple different people, and yeah, he just seemed really excited about like the kind of big pomp and circumstance that is Vegas. And so that's good. If you like big, Vegas does big very well. We are very good.
Yeah, I went to Texas and I thought Texas did big, right? Like everything's quote unquote bigger in Texas, so they say. But no, everything's the best in Vegas.
Yep.
My hometown, call me biased, but hey, this is the best city, except for that snow. That snowstorm, right? That drove me out of Las Vegas.
So it snowed in the last 20 years. It snowed twice, and you're deducting several points.
I am, but so tonight was the Golden Knights. They host Dallas Stars. Speaking of Texas, right? 7 p.m. I'll be there covering the game. You can always catch the recap articles, post game interviews, and press conference on lvsportsnetwork.com, because the Golden Knights are looking to hopefully turn it around. They haven't been looking too good at home as of late. On Friday, they did lose to the Winnipeg Jets, someone that they saw last season in the postseason. They lost to them 6-3, and then the game before that, that's when at home again, they lost to Boston 3-2 in the sudden death overtime shootout, you know? And then, and before that, they got shut out by Colorado Avalanche 3-0. So yeah, they're really trying to hopefully turn it around tonight, which should be good. Why are you're smiling? Do you know something I don't?
No, it's just they were 9 points ahead, and it would have taken a miracle for one of the teams behind them to catch them, and then they immediately went out there and basically only got 1 point in 3 games. And so
like they were doing so good, right?
Well, they were in a pattern, or they were at a point where they could go 500 and still make the playoffs. Like, it didn't really matter because they were far enough ahead of the teams they were ahead of, and far enough behind the teams they're behind, that it wouldn't matter. They really couldn't afford to lose that many in a row. So now games are mattering a little more. They should still be at least a wild card spot, but it is kind of funny. that they like immediately.
Like it's almost like those NBA games, for example, where say you're up 20 points, right? Like, I don't know, 80 to 60. Or yeah. We'll say 85 to 60 going into the fourth quarter, and then you lose like,
yeah,
you know, 118, a 103 or something, right?
Yeah, just like you took your foot off the gas. And so yeah. It feels like where this team, I don't know if it'd be like they took their foot off the gas as much as it would be that they got really hurt, and now they're just starting to get healthy and they can't seem to find any consistency is my only like fear right now. But
let's see if how things will go, you know, with Mark Stone tonight. Expected to be in the lineup, right? Should be good.
Yeah, showed up and dropped right in.
Yeah, I heard he'll be on the same line as Pacioretty and Paul Stasny, so we'll see.
Yeah, so it's all the three guys they got.
The three new guys, yeah. The three musketeers, right?
Yeah.
Coming up after the break, like I said, a lot of fight talk coming up and going on this week. It gets me super stoked. UFC 235 and my interview with Derek Lewis. You'll never believe what he's afraid of, that he was almost too embarrassed to tell me in the interview, but he kind of broke down and started laughing. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss this. You're listening to Eyes on the Game.
Vegas-born and ready to talk sports.
Here is Helen Yee with Eyes on the Game on Sports 920 The Game.
What's going on? Like I said, this past weekend, I was in Houston, Texas at Main Street Boxing and Muay Thai with UFC number 3 ranked UFC heavyweight Derek Lewis, coming off a title shot against Daniel Cormier back in November at Madison Square Garden. But probably one of the funniest, but yet rated PG / rated R Instagram, if you're brave enough to take a look. Just an all-around funny, good guy. So here's my interview with Derek Lewis, and he has a fight coming up March 9th.
Helen Yee here with Eyes on the Game here at Main Street Boxing and Muay Thai, being joined by the one and only, the Black Beast, Mr. Derek Lewis. Now, you just finished another training session preparing for a fight March 9th against Junior Dos Santos, former UFC heavyweight champion. How's this camp been going?
We're doing real well. We know we got to push it hard this week, and my body responded real well. You know, surprised me this week, so I'm feeling good.
Now, what have you been working on most with Coach Bob Perez?
There's always conditioning, stuff like that, and mental mind game and stuff like that. And it's really, you know, every fight that I go into is always whatever my body can do or whatever my mind thinks my body can do. So I really just focus on myself. I never focus on my opponent anymore.
Now, we all see that you do have a strong mind and a lot of heart, like we saw in that Volkov fight. But I do know something else that you work on a lot with Coach Jimmy. Can you kind of let your fans know, you know, what he helps you with as well?
Jimmy really my personal butler, really. He does my meals. He drives me to the gym and take care of my physical therapy needs that I have on my back and stuff like that. He does it all, you know. I really appreciate him for that, and I love him that he's on my team.
Does he drive your Lamborghini too?
No, he would never drive my Lamborghini. I won't let nobody drive my Lamborghini.
Which car do you allow him to drive?
I won't let him drive none of them. I don't like no one driving my cars, not even my wife. She knows that.
Looking at your opponent, Junior Dos Santos, like I said, former UFC heavyweight champion, but, I mean, you fought a lot of great fighters and dangerous guys like Alexander Volkov to Roy Nelson to Francis Ngannou and, of course, DC. Where do you think he ranks, you know, among some of the guys that you fought?
He's probably, like, the weakest guy that I'm going to fight out of the guys that I fought before. He's probably, like, probably like the fifth or the sixth guy. You know, I don't think that he's the toughest guy to ever fought. And so we'll see on March 9th.
But- but he is a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. But, I mean, he's kind of known for being, you know, a pretty good boxer. Where, what do you think of kind of his stand-up and his style?
It's like I say all the time, it's heavyweight division. It doesn't matter if the guy's a black belt or it's a world-class boxer. You know, we still have a 50-50 chance. We heavyweights. So it's really just only going to take one punch.
Where do you think you'll find that one punch? Like, what round are you kind of hoping?
Just really whatever round I want. You know, if I want to end the fight in the first, I'm in the fight. In the first, if I want to end the fight in the fifth, I end the fight. So it's whenever I get ready to.
And your last fight against DC, I do know that was, I believe, on a 2.5 week or 3 week notice, right?
Yes, it was 3 weeks notice.
Yeah, so what did you kind of take away from that fight and with that being, you know, a title shot at the historic Madison Square Garden?
That you really got to stay ready 24/7, you know, can't get ready. It's no telling, you know, they'll call you short notice to fight anyone, so you all really got to stay ready, so you don't have to get ready.
But a lot has changed for you kind of after that Volkov fight, 11 seconds left, knocked him out cold. And then, of course, the DC fight happened. But your post-fight speech, has everything kind of calmed down since then?
Yes, it has. Thank God for that because it was getting annoyed. I was getting annoyed by all the attention I was getting. So I'm glad everything is back to normal.
So everything's kind of cooled off, right?
Yes.
And what about, like, movies? I did see on your Instagram, there was that one selfie that you posted. And I think I spoke to your coach, Bob Perez. He said you were filming. Was it a TV show or a movie?
It was a TV show. The movie's supposed to be coming pretty soon as well.
Can you give us a hint on that?
Not right now. My contract says I can't talk about it right now.
Okay, well, when you can, we'll find it probably on your Instagram. So after Junior Dos Santos, if you're successful, I did talk to Bob Perez. He said that you're kind of eyeing for Stipe Miocic after?
Yes, hopefully everything goes good with the JDS fight, and we get it back in there right real quick with Stipe.
Yeah, and then kind of back in line, you are ranked number 3 right now, but kind of in that title shot picture.
Yes.
But what is it about Stipe that kind of intrigues you to want to fight him next? Or is it just because of his rank?
It really don't matter who I fight next. He's just right there, and he called me out before. And they had me booked with JDS, but why he called me out. So I'm just go ahead and call him out after this fight.
But they never offered you Stipe, though, right?
They offered me Stipe, but I told them it was already too short of a notice. It's right after the DC fight. They wanted me to fight in January, right after I just lost to DC. And so I was told them no, I needed some time off.
But if you do end up fighting Stipe after JDS, though, what holes do you see in his style, in his game? Because he is a good wrestler and has good stand-up as well.
I don't care about the matchup. I don't really follow these guys' career. I'm just going there just to fight. So I don't care what they could do and what they have done and stuff like that. It doesn't faze me.
And you did fight 4 times last year. Is that how many times you're hoping to fight this year, or do you kind of hope for a bit more time in between?
It really don't matter. It all depends on my body, in my mind. Everything, as long as everything is straight with myself, then I don't care how many times I fight.
Now, also, though, Francis Ngannou, who you did fight and beat, he just fought and beat Cain Velasquez, stopped him in the first round. What did you make of that?
That's a good job to Francis. But, you know, if Francis is still at the top or whatever, gets a title shot, after Stipe, I will fight Francis again, and it will be a better fight than our last performance.
And looking at DC, though, do you think that he'll fight again?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Ain't no telling, you know. I guess he's just really waiting to see who's the most vulnerable, I guess, or whoever is going to come up to the top 5 or what. But I'm sure he's just waiting because he don't want none of the guys that's in the top 5 right now, I'm sure.
So do you think he wanted that Stipe rematch or he doesn't?
I don't think he's not going to fight Stipe. is not going to fight Francis. Most likely, he probably try to wait and see what I'll do. I'll probably be the most, the guy that he probably would pick out of everyone else in the top five right now.
But if you do fight him again, what did you take away from that first fight that you can kind of learn from going into a potential rematch?
It's really that I hesitated too much in the fight. I was just about to throw the jump knee, and I hesitated, and he took me down that last time. And it's all my fault on that one.
Now, you did say, Stipe, you know, you got offered that fight in January. A lot of people kind of think, you know, is he kind of holding out for a DC rematch, but he was going to fight you in January, right?
Yes, they said that he didn't want to call me out in January, that we were supposed to fight. And it was just, I was just coming off the loss with DC. And, you know, I had a fight in November, then fighting DC, then they wanted me to fight in January. I'm like, damn, then it's not even, these are all top guys. So I'm like, I needed some time off. I wanted a full training camp. You know, and my body, my mind wasn't right.
Now, speaking of time off, how was your time off and the holidays, and also happy belated birthday?
I appreciate it. It was pretty good. You know, I think I got the rest that my mind needed. It wasn't my body. It was just my mind needed some time off, because I get in a real grumpy mood whenever I keep fighting back-to-back like this. And so everything is pretty good, so I'm happy that I got this fight in March 9th, and so I'm ready to take care of business.
Now, did you do anything fun or get any fun gifts? I heard you're a big fan of Nutcrackers.
Nutcrackers? Okay, Bob. All right. No, I'm not no fan of cracking nuts, but no, I'm not a fan of no cracking Nutcracker. Hell no.
Oh, maybe I must have heard wrong.
But when I was a kid, I did like the Nutcracker, though.
Okay, so now we got that clarified. And then yesterday, though, I did see you drive up in a Lamborghini Twin Turbo, right?
Yes.
So you like to race?
I like to do a lot of things, a lot of activities, stuff like that, yeah.
Well, I did see your first pass. Quarter mile, you ran a 10-4?
10-2.
Oh, 10-2, sorry.
Second pass, 10-4.
Yeah, how long have you kind of been into cars and racing? Because my older brother, he has an 03 Cobra that runs 7 seconds quarter mile.
Oh, that's pretty good. I've been in it for at least 6 years now. Been drag racing. So I love it. It's a different type of feeling than fighting. It's more like a stress reliever. But the build-up at the starting lineup is more like the fighting scene, like the build-up before you walk out there to the octagon. That's what it's more like, too. But it's a lot more fun than fighting. Yeah.
How often do you like to go and race?
If I can, I'll do it every weekend. But it's really not that close to my house, so probably once a month.
Once a month. When was your last pass?
2 weeks ago.
Was that when you ran the 10-2?
Yes.
Awesome. And then lastly for you, though, what is your favorite food to go eat right after you fight?
The same thing I eat before my fight, some Popeyes.
Some Popeyes chicken, right?
Yeah, you got to get some Popeyes chicken.
Yes. And do you have...
But no, just thank everyone for the support. You know, there's some big things going on this year, so stay tuned.
And that was the Black Beast, Derek Lewis. What are you laughing at, Jim?
Just, I didn't know he'd go rapid fire.
I try to warn you. You got them, though, right?
Well, yes, I hope I got them. If we didn't get them, then, we're going to get sued or something like that. But we have about 3 minutes left.
Okay, so... Yeah, I try to warn you.
Yes.
He kind of goes, you know, the Popeye, something about Popeye's irked him. I'm just kidding. But, no, so some boxing news. And once again, though, Derek Lewis says fight Junior Dos Santos March 9th in Wichita. He is currently ranked number 3 in the heavyweight division. And next week, I will be playing his interviews with, or my interviews with, his coach, Bob Perez, as well as the Houston Texans, DJ Reader, who has a very funny story about J.J. Watt that I don't know how many people know of this, because I really tried to get something out of him that people may not know, but could be interesting and slightly funny as well. But this weekend is UFC 235. So on Friday, I will be breaking down the card, giving you my predictions as well as interviews. I do have a lot of interviews with the fighters on the card. Tomorrow is media day, so stay tuned to LVSportsNetwork.com. And also some boxing news. Unfortunate news, I guess, if you are a Tyson Fury, who I know Jared loves and adores his karaoke skills.
Yeah, more about his singing career than anything else.
Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, according to the WBC, it looks like that fight is not happening next. They were initially slated to have their rematch, and when I spoke to Deontay Wilder during Super Bowl week, he told me they were working on it in May, late April or May. And just about a week ago, Tyson Fury did sign that deal with Top Rank Boxing. But according to WBC Boxing, they have received communications as our process. And while WBC champion Wilder confirmed its willingness to fight in the rematch, Fury will take on another fight with expectations to do the rematch at a later date. So not so much unfortunate news, but I mean, you know, it will happen later than sooner. And again, if you did miss my interview with Derek Lewis, you can always check out the podcast on LVSportsNetwork.com, or if you like watching him laugh, you could check the video out as well, LVSportsNetwork.com. You can always tweet me at Helen Yee Sports. We got the Golden Knights playing Dallas Stars tonight, 7 p.m. T-Mobile Arena. And then Thursday, I believe the Raiders are cooking up something pretty awesome. Awesome announcement coming up. It'll only be found on LVSportsNetwork.com. I'll be there covering that as well, and a lot more UFC on the site, and some boxing news on Friday. So you can always tweet me, Helen Yee Sports. Have a beautiful Tuesday, stay warm, and I'll talk to you Friday.